Mr. Visionary. God is a visionary as seen in his person, the Holy Spirit. He made some men in the image of that part of his nature. Prophets, be they true or false, are usually of this type. Some of you are married to men who are shakers, changers, and dreamers. These men get the entire family upset about peripheral issues, such as, do we believe in Christmas? Should we use state marriage licenses? Should a Christian opt out of the social security system? The issues may be serious and worthy of one's commitment, but in varying degrees, these men have tunnel vision, tenaciously focusing on single issues. They will easily pick up and relocate without any idea of what they are going to do for a living at their new location. They are often the church splitters and the ones who demand doctrinal purity and proper dress and conduct. Like a prophet, they call people to task for their inconsistencies. If they are not wise, they can be real fools who push their agendas, forcing others to go their way. One visionary will campaign for the legalization of pot, while another will be an activist to make abortions illegal. Most will just sit around the house and complain, but in their souls, they are visionaries. Visionaries are often gifted men or inventors, and I'm sure it was men of this caliber who conquered the Wild West, though they would not have been the farmers who settled it. Today, visionary men are street preachers, political activists, organizers and investigators in any frontline social issue. They love confrontation and hate the status quo. Why leave it the way it is when you can change it? They are the men who keep the rest of the world from getting stagnant or dull. The visionary is consumed with a need to communicate with his words, music, writing, voice, art, or actions. He is the voice crying out in the wilderness, striving to change the way humanity is behaving or thinking. Good intentions don't always keep visionaries from causing great harm. They can stir up pudding and end up with toxic waste if they are not wise. An unwise wife can add to the poison with negative words, or she can, with simple words of caution, bring attention to the goodness of the pudding and the wisdom in leaving it alone. Every Mr. Visionary needs a good, wise, prudent, stable wife who has a positive outlook on life. If you are married to one of these fellows, expect to be rich or poor. Rarely middle class. He may invest everything in a chance and lose it all, or make a fortune, but he will not do well working 8 to 5 in the same place for 30 years and then retiring to live the good life. If he works a regular job, he may either not show up half the time, or he will work like a maniac 80 hours a week and love every minute. He may purchase an alligator farm in Florida, or a ski resort in Colorado, or he may buy an old house trailer for $150 with hopes of fixing it up and selling it for $10,000, only to find out that it is so deteriorated it can't be moved. He will then have his wife and all the kids help him tear the top off and carry the scraps to the dump, saving the appliances in the already crowded garage, so he can make a farm trailer out of the axles. Now that he has a farm trailer and no animals, expect him to get a great deal on 3 old sick cows, and he may never be rich in money, but he will be rich in experience. Come to think of it, maybe my husband is not 100% Mr. Command Man, because he seems quite a bit like Mr. Visionary. I remember on more than one occasion helping him tear down someone's old barn in order to drag the junk home to fill up our old barn. Remember, most men are a mixture of types, but usually stronger in one. The wife of Mr. Visionary should be just a little reckless and blind in one eye if she's going to enjoy the ride. If this is your man, you need to learn 2 very important things, beyond how to make an appeal. Learn how to be flexible, and learn how to always be loyal to your man. You will be amazed at how much happier you will be and how much fun life can be if you learn to just go with the flow. His flow. Life will become an adventure. You will actually begin to feel sorry for the gals married to the stick-in-the-mud steady type. And once you get it into your head that your husband does not have to be right for you to follow him, you will finally be able to say bye-bye to your overwrought parents, even when they are screaming that you are married to a crazy man. People looking on will marvel that you are able to love and appreciate your husband, but you will know better because you will see his greatness. Greatness is a state of soul, not certain accomplishments. Thomas Edison, though not recognized as such, was great after his 999th failure to make a light bulb. The Wright brothers were great when they neglected their lucrative occupation of fixing bicycles and wasted time trying to make one of them fly. If the light bulb had never worked and the plane had never flown, and no one remembered their names today, they would have been the same men, and their lives would have still been just as full and their days just as challenging. Did Edison's wife think him great when he used his last dime on another failed idea? If she didn't, just think what she missed. The visionary man needs his woman's support, and he will appreciate it when it is freely given. Without her, he feels alone. This guy will be a little hard to live with at first. Big wild fights are the usual beginnings if a nice normal girl who had a Mr. Steady Daddy marries one of the weird ones. They will either have a bitter divorce, she divorces him, in the first few years, or she will decide to learn to appreciate him, because he is really rather lovable. I get very few letters from wives married to these high-strung, going-to-reinvent-the-wheel men. I do get lots of letters from their mothers-in-law, asking us to write and straighten out their sons-in-law. Some of these guys talk with glowing enthusiasm and animation. Usually they enjoy hashing over ideas, plans, and dreams. If you are married to one, he loves to tell you about his newest idea, and he wants your enthusiastic support, not a critique of his idea. He will look at his idea more critically later. But for the moment, the idea itself is invigorating to him. He will have 1,000 ideas for every project he attempts, and he will try many that he will never finish, and he will finish some that are worthless, and you knew it all along. Remind him of that the next time he has an idea, and you will destroy your marriage. But you won't change him. He will share his dumb ideas with someone else.